Copley said at last. Yes, I do. More insanity, Halleck, right? Good thing no one's keeping score, isn't it?
Yes, Billy said. I guess it is. A peculiar little giggle escaped him. It sounded like a very small shriek.
Now, what's this idea of yours, Halleck? I don't sleep much these days, but I usually start tossing and turning right around this time of...
Asked to bring out in words what he had only thought about in the silence of his own mind, Billy found himself feeling absurd. His idea was weak and foolish. Not an idea at all, not really, but only a dream. The law firm I work for retains a team of investigators, he said. Barton Detective Services, Inc.
I've heard of them.
They are supposed to be the best in the business. That is to say... He felt Hopley's impatience radiating off the man in waves, although Hopley did not move at all. He summoned what dignity he had left, telling himself that he surely knew as much about what was going on as Hopley, that he had every bit as much right to speak. After all, it was happening to him, too. I want to find him, Billy said. I want to confront him. I want to tell him what happened. I guess I want to come completely clean. Although I suppose if he could do these things to us, he may know anyway.
Yes, Hopley said.
Marginally encouraged, Billy went on. But I still want to tell my side of it. That it was my fault, yes. I should have been able to stop in time. All things being equal, I would have stopped in time. That it was my wife's fault, because of what she was doing to me. That it was Rossington's fault for whitewashing it, and yours for going easy on the investigation and then humping them out of town. Billy swallowed. And then I'll tell them it was her fault, too. Yes. She was jaywalking, Hopley. And so, okay, it's not a crime they give you the gas chamber for. But the reason it's against the law is that it can get you killed the way she got killed.
You want to tell him that?
I don't want to, but I'm going to. She came out from between two parked cars, didn't look either way. They teach you better in the third grade.
Somehow I don't think that babe ever got the officer-friendly treatment in the third grade, Hopley said. Somehow I don't think she ever went to the third grade, you know.
Just the same, Billy said stubbornly. Simple common sense.
Halleck, you must be a glutton for punishment.
The shadow that was Hopley said.
You're losing weight now. Do you want to try for the grand prize? Maybe next time you'll stop up your bowels, or heat your bloodstream up to about 110 degrees, or...
I'm not just going to sit in Fairview and let it happen, Billy said fiercely. Maybe he can reverse it, Hopley. Did you ever think of that?
I've been reading up on this stuff, Hopley said. I guess I knew what was happening almost from the time the first pimple showed up over one of my eyebrows. Right where the acne attacks always started when I was in high school. And I used to have some pisser acne attacks back then, let me tell you. So I've been reading up on it. Like I said, I like to read. And I have to tell you, Halleck, there are hundreds of books on casting spells and curses, but very few on reversing them.
Well, maybe he can't. Maybe not. Probably not, even. But I can still go to him, goddammit. I could stare him in the face and say, "You didn't cut enough pieces out of the pie, old man. You should have cut out a piece for my wife, and one for your wife. And while you're at it, old man, how about a piece for you? Where were you while she was walking into the street without looking where she was going? If she wasn't used to in-town traffic, you must have known it. So where were you? Why weren't you there to take her by the arm and lead her down to the crosswalk on the corner? Why?"
"Enough," Hopley said. "If I was on a jury, you'd convince me, Halleck. But you forgot the most important factor operating here."
"What's that?" Billy asked stiffly.
"Human nature. We may be victims of the supernatural, but what we're really dealing with is human nature. As a police officer... Excuse me, former police officer. I couldn't agree more. There's no absolute right and absolute wrong.
There's just one gray shading into the next, lighter or darker. But you don't think her husband's gonna buy that shit, do you? I don't know.
I know, Hopley said. I know, Halleck. I can read that guy so well, I sometimes think he must be sending me mental radio signals. All his life he's been on the move. Busted out of a place as soon as the good folks have got all the Mary Jane or hashish they want. As soon as they've lost all the dimes they want on the wheel of chance. All his life he's heard a bad deal called a dirty gyp. The good folks got roots. You got none. This guy, Halleck, he's seen canvas tents burned for a joke back in the 30s and 40s. And maybe there were babies and old people that burned up in some of those tents. He's seen his daughters or his friends' daughters attacked, maybe raped, because all those good folks know that...